Amid those reports of Arafat's deteriorating condition, senior Palestinian officials met in emergency session in the West Bank town of Ramallah. They urged Palestinians not to believe rumors about their leader. But with Arafat's health so uncertain, minds are beginning to focus on what a post-Arafat era would look like. From Jerusalem, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
With Yasser Arafat ailing and absent from center stage, Riyad Mulki of the Ramallah-based Center for Democracy says there is a historic opportunity for the Palestinians to move ahead.
I believe this will create a new momentum. We should not really waste such an opportunity. And leadership like Abu Mazen, Abu Ala, and others have to face realities and take decisions sooner or later.
Former Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas, also known as Abu Mazen, and the current Premier, Ahmed Correa, also known as Abu Ala, have assumed joint authority over Palestinian affairs and problems, including cleaning up corruption and ridding the occupied territories of their lawlessness. Political analyst Saeed Zadani of Al-Quds University says while the Palestinian people wish for Arafat's recovery, they do not necessarily wish for his return.
On the one hand, there is appreciation for Mr. Arafat. There is affection for Mr. Arafat as a symbol, as a historic leader, as somebody who did not yield. But on the other hand, people want really to see a fresh start. They want a new era to begin, and they want change also. And they know it, that with Mr. Arafat, change is not forthcoming.
Mustafa Barghouti, an advocate of political reform, says the enthusiasm for elections, not held in 8 years, is likely to pick up steam. A recent voter registration drive for upcoming municipal elections signed up 60% of the Palestinian electorate, and Barghouti expects the Palestinians to insist that any future replacement of Arafat be democratically elected.
So I hope he will recover, and I hope he will also go into elections. But whether he recovers now or not, the elections is the only way to sustain the legitimacy of Palestinian leadership or to introduce legitimacy of any future leadership.
Suicide bombings like the one Monday that ripped through a Tel Aviv market could prove the toughest test for any new leadership. There could be internal battles over how to contend with the militants, who are threatening anyone who talks about ending the resistance. Mahmoud Abbas and Ahmed Correa, now running Palestinian affairs, have reputations as moderates who prefer negotiating to fighting. Israeli Labor Party leader Shimon Peres says they have the potential to shift the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
They are Palestinian patriots, but I'm convinced that they want to bring an end to the war, that they're against terror, that deep in their heart they know that by political negotiations they can achieve much more than by the continuation of the terroristic activities.
Palestinian leaders in Ramallah insist that Arafat is still in charge and offer upbeat assessments on his condition. Assessments, Riyad Mulki says, are not intended as a meaningful message for the international community or even the Palestinian people. They are, Mulki says, merely tranquilizers for Arafat himself.
To make him satisfied that while he's absent, nothing will change. That's it.
But there is hope among Palestinians that Arafat's absence might provide stimulus for the stalled peace process and clear the way for the Israelis to consult with Palestinians on what is now Israel's go-it-alone approach to pulling out of the Gaza Strip. Saeed Zadani says, with Arafat out of the frame, Israel has been robbed of its claim that there is no partner for peace.
If you take the whole picture, this excuse by the American, by the Israelis, is no more valid. So the Israelis have to engage the Palestinians in their plans and their schemes for Gaza. They cannot avoid it.
Prime Minister Ariel Sharon heaped scorn yesterday on those who recommended opening a dialogue with the interim leadership. If the Palestinians want to renew negotiations, he said, they should elect leaders with a path different from Arafat's. Sharon added, there is no place for a change in the existing policy, a statement likely to frustrate Palestinians hoping for a new political era. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.